$1,000 cash after 8 today. The pressure test is back. $1,000 will come in nice and handy if you're stocking up on some shopping and that kind of thing. I've noticed that the specials at some of the big retail stores or the supermarkets have just disappeared as of late.
Yeah, see, I'm okay with that, you know, because they're called specials for an absolute reason. You know, it's a little bit special, so you can save a little bit of money there. But, you know, when times are tough for the supermarkets as well, you know, putting on thousands more people, they still need to cover costs.
Have you noticed that the specials have disappeared, 13, 27, 10?
Kimberly, have you noticed the specials have gone?
Yes, yesterday down in Caneland, I can't remember whether it was in Coles or Woolies, but my shampoo and conditioner was on special.
Well, that's no good to Jay.
So how much would you usually pay for them and how much were they asking for?
When I had a look in Coles Marketplace last week, they were $18.
Yep.
And I paid $8 yesterday.
Okay.
So $10 off.
Yep.
Jeez.
That's a good bargain.
Maybe they've just started the new specials again, because I have noticed that they've been missing for the last few days. And I just want to point out, I think it's cute that you call it Coles New Market still. That's beautiful. that was a term from the 80s, I think, wasn't it? Coles New World or New Marketplace?
No, didn't I say Coles Marketplace?
Yeah, that's the one. Sorry, Coles Marketplace.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And there were lots of special signs around as well.
Wow, there you go.
I'm shopping at the wrong one. Thanks for your call there. Appreciate it. See you later. Kimberly, 13 27 10 is the phone number this morning.
We'll go to Chrissy now. Chrissy, have you seen specials at the supermarkets lately?
I haven't really been in the supermarkets lately. I'm in the middle of nowhere. So do go to town when I have to.
Yeah.
My Best Buy was, the 3 bottles of wine last week for $24 at BWS. So it's not panic shopping, it's supporting an industry.
So you went back the next day as well to stock up as well?
No, it's not worth a half-hour drive, so you've got to get these specials.
Yep. Okay.
Out of matter of interest, is the wine on top of the shopping list?
Of course. And, Jay, I know you do a bit, and Dave, I saw your recipe the other day with your two-minute noodles, but arborio rice, no one makes risotto, so the wine's multi-purpose.
You're just using that excuse to the wazoo, aren't you?
Well, you don't want to open the bottle and let it go to waste. You've got to drink your ass.
You're a smart woman.
I love it. Thanks for the call. 13, 27, 10. Have you seen specials around the place at the moment? Give us a call.
Phil in Dolphin Heads, have you seen the specials around town?
No, not a lot. But by the same token, the supermarkets don't pay for the specials, the suppliers do.
Oh, I did not know that.
Really?
The supermarkets don't miss out on anything, mate. Everything's paid for by the suppliers. They may contribute a little bit of margin, but the vast majority of what goes into a special comes from the supplier. It costs the supplier a lot of money to put specials on in the supermarket.
Well, that's just
wrong. And
then
if they want to have specials on an end, they've got to pay extra for that. For the high visibility spot. Yeah.
I didn't know that. I've learned something new.
Is really sneaky by the supermarkets.
You don't get anything for nothing in there, mate. Every supplier in there is paying a lot for the privilege of doing business with them.
As they say, nothing's for free. Thank you, Phil. Let us know on our Facebook page. You've seen the specials around the place. It's 10 to 8, Jay and Dave for breakfast. Holy nuts.